That's some white motherfucking music right there. What's going on, everybody? It's time for Blue Net Radio! What's going on, everybody? What's up? It's another day. It's another week. Thank you for joining me. Hold on, I'm distracted because I'm trying to find my lighter. Where's my lighter? There it is. Let's start the show off right. How do we start off the show? Right, correctly, the proper way. With some marijuana. Damn, it's fucking clogged. Fuck, I mean, I got some, but that's going to be a laborious fucking smoke session. Fuck. Oh, well. Hey, what's up, everyone? So today is August, I think, 11th. Today is the day that Joe Biden, the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, he chose finally, well, him, his handlers and the DNC, they finally chose his running mate. And, you know, well, by now you've already heard, it's Kamala Harris. Yeah, they're really trying to blow this, aren't they? Like, they're purposely trying to lose. Or this is like a social experiment and shit, because really? I mean, this is what's going to kill me the most. This is what makes me laugh. Like, all those, like, Antifas and all the rioters and all that. All the people, the BLM. They're still going to vote for these two fucking assholes. Like, this is how stupid. This is how stupid people on the left are. I don't want to say left. Let's just say this is how stupid people are. People are, for sure, are out there rioting and, or at least peaceful protesting against the police, against the BLM, against the law enforcement establishment. Meanwhile, those same people are going to vote for the two people, that's pretty much responsible for all of this shit. Like, really, nominating these two people is really a slap in the face of the BLM movement. It really is. Joe Biden wrote all the crime bills, and Kamala Harris fucking enforced them. This bitch is responsible for sending people to jail for marijuana, for weed. Oh, well, you know, we gotta vote for them because that's our team. Yeah, but they're for everything you're against. Yeah, but that was then, this is now. That's our team. Orange man bad. Orange man bad. Bad, 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 bad. Like, really? Really? This is why, for sure, this is a social experiment or just to prove how dumb people are. Like, the people that vote have no idea why they're voting for something. It's just, this is my team. I vote for my team. That's what these fucking people are going to do. And I'm disgusted, but it's making me laugh at the same time. Fucking morons. Because if they're really trying, first of all, Biden wouldn't be there. But, you know, the fact that Biden's there, then, hey, you know, you're going to get a female. You know, like, I guess they're trying to check off everything. Like, Kamala Harris is sort of kind of black. But she's not, like, African. She's, like, she's, like, Jamaican black and, like, I don't know, some kind of Asian persuasion, right? Or some shit like that. I don't know. But she ain't, like, African-American black. She's a lady, of course. Yeah, she got a vagina. Yeah, that's great. But, I mean, it's not the vagina, you know, us guys are going to simp over and be like, she got my vote because she's, you know, a looker. She's like someone I would stick it, right? She ain't that. Like the DNC really screwed up. If they really wanted to get some extra votes, you know, not only would they got some women votes, they would have got some of that simp votes, you know? Those fucking losers that's been in house arrest. I mean, been on the quarantine for the last few months. You know, those people would have voted for someone like Tulsi. That's where the DNC made a mistake. They should have fucking put Tulsi Gabbard in there. Because if I went to the polls a little bit horny, I might fucking vote because, you know, I wouldn't mind looking at her. She's easy on the eyes. I'd definitely fucking throw her a dick in or two. Definitely. She'd get like a little bit, you know. But the DNC really screwed up, man. They kind of got that vote. That horny guy fucking vote. Those fucking losers sitting in fucking in the basement vote. Definitely would have got that vote for sure. If they put Tulsi in there. But nope, they fucked up again. They just keep fucking up. Holy shit, you heard that? But it's a fat guy on the bike, and he doesn't tuck in his shirt. No one wants to see your fucking fat love handles, you fat fucking bastard. God damn, people gotta have some respect for themselves. You gotta have some self-respect. Especially being a fat fuck. You know, you gotta be aware of your surroundings. No one wants to see no fat ass and fucking crack and fucking love handles on a motorcycle. That's just ridiculous. Ugh. People need some self-awareness and shit. Much like the DNC. Like, they really are either throwing it on purpose or they're playing with people. You just took the two people that all the Democrats are fucking, they're the movement they're against. And this is what kills me. This is what kills me. People are still going to go out and vote. This is my team. This is my team. Yeah, so what? So what? They're both responsible for all these crime bills and all the people in jail for no reason. Nonviolent crimes. That was no problem. It's a problem. It's not going to happen again. You fucking stupid morons. I tell you. I fucking tell you. I can't take it. I can't take it. I really can't. It just shows how much in the sewer people are. And I really do blame the internet for this shit. I really do. The instant gratification that is fucking the internet. Ugh. But thanks to the internet, I got a show. Wow. That was a deep hit. All right, I'm back. I had to cut some of that out. That was a long fucking cough fit I had there. It's all stuck in my throat. Woo! Yeah, baby. Stuck in your throat. Fag! Yeah, I would guess. Like, you know, my wife, she don't like swallowing it. I don't know why. It's got protein. She should just swallow it. She says she's a spitter. She's a spitter. Sorry for the background noise. I don't have my normal vehicle today. My kid said there's lots of more noises coming from the car, so I took the car. I don't know. It's fucking the front end. Yeah, I'm going to dump another $1,500 in this car this week. I already know that. Fuck. Damn it. Trying to save money or trying to buy some fucking cryptos and some Bitcoin. And there's a few stocks I want to buy because I got some insider information, you know, but fuck. Fuck it, like, I just wasted, like, between this and the other car, about $3,000. Damn, I'd rather invest it. Alright. So, yeah, it's just the state of politics, the state of just the voters. Just people are dumb. I can't fucking take it. But, regardless, I'll still take the bet. Give me those odds again. Give me Trump 3-1. I'll still take those odds, just like against Hillary. Hells yeah. I'll take them odds. All right, well, I just want to get this out of the way. I'm going to flip-flop again on the coronavirus because I was talking to the guy, right, to one of the lab guys that I talked to, and I think he's a fellow pothead. Like, this guy is a white lab coat scientist, chemist. Like, the guy has got big degrees. The company pays him, like, well over six figures, you know. You know, this guy's good to do, you know. So he's well-to-do, rather. And, but I think he's a stoner, right? So we were talking, you know. And, again, you know, we keep going back to the origins. Like, I keep fucking around with him. Like, you know, come on, this corona's got to be lab created. And he's like, well, if this was a brand new one, maybe. He's like, I mean, it's possible that it was released from a lab on accident. He's like, it's a possibility. He's like, I highly doubt it. Only because there's, you know, Corona, the coronavirus itself has been, it's been around for a long time. I mean, if I remember correctly, he said back in 2004, they found the corona, and this is the 19th different mutation, you know, much like how the flu changes, you know, there's like a different strain, you know, that's the same thing with this is gonna, you know, with this corona, with this COVID. There's already been 19 different versions that they know of and shit. So, and he says, you know, just like every other disease, every other virus, he says it just starts out in nature, just Mother Nature, shit happens and things happen. I mean, that's why we have common colds and flus and everything else. It just happens naturally in nature. He's like, you know, he really just thinks this shit happens, all right, or, you know. So, I guess I gotta flip-flop again, just that this is Mother Nature just saying, fuck you. And then next week I'm gonna flip-flop again and tell you that it was created in a lab, even though, you know, it probably wasn't. Although, it has some weird things, right? Like, that's the thing I forgot to talk to him about, so that's why I'm gonna flip-flop next week. I forgot to say, what about, like, the lingering issues that people get after having this one? You know, there's some lingering issues in some people. I don't know. I mean, I know in other things like the flu, people have like scar tissue, right? That builds up in somewhere. I don't know. What the fuck? What am I, a fucking cat? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Even me speculating where the fucking shit came from, that's just moronic on my part. But, you know, he says that if someone was making something in the lab, you'd want something to really kill. Like, really, like, you know, if that was the purpose, was to harm people, then, you know, they, you know, it would have been made for that. But that's even hard to do, according to him. You know, he's like, you know, I can't do it. He's like, but I also don't want to do it. So that also is a thing. You know, why do something if you don't want to do it? You know, like, why put that brain power into it? You know, his thing is just, you know, he's getting paid to find ways of how to detect it, since it's three different proteins. You know, his thing is to find a way to, he's found a way of how to test for all three proteins. And even longer, like if it was, like they say, the current test for antibodies, you know, it'll linger in your body for like 3, 4, 5, 6 months maybe, and that's it. Like little pieces that they could detect. So if you had it over 6 months ago and you test negative, that doesn't mean you never had it. It's just that they can't detect the antibody. So this guy's created a way to detect it even longer, because it has to do something with, after your body fights it off, the soldiers, the white blood cells, your immune system puts those guys away. They file them away, and there's a way to find those guys, those army guys being all lazy, sitting in the rec room fucking playing ping pong like fucking Forrest Gump and shit. Now they're waiting around for the next corona and shit. So whatever. I mean, you know, again, I'm too dumb to know. Like, it has to do with the fingers of the actual virus. So detecting that stays in your blood a little bit longer, or whatever fought it. I forgot. The guy was telling me, and I'm like staring at him like, I don't, you know, like, that's awesome. Like, I'm keeping up, but at the same time, I'm a little bit too high to really give a fuck. You know, it's like, oh, that's great. I just can't buy this fucking company's stock. Like, you can't buy stock from the company and shit. You have to get like express written consent from the board. It, because it's considered insider trading, because I know too much what's coming out, so, you know, I can't do none of that shit. What a tease. But for a cool $1,000 sent to my Blown Out Radio email address, you know, sent to my friggin' Bitcoin address, rather, I'll give you that insider information, and, you know. funny shit. But yeah, so I'm flip-flopping again, sorry. But I think I'm going to flip-flop again next week when I get more information, when I talk to him about that shit. Stoner! Motherfucker, Stoner! You know, I really don't like my governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo, Emperor Cuomo, the homo. He's, I don't know, he's definitely a freak with those nipple rings, definitely a freak, but I'm not a fan of him because, you know, that's legacy family that's been in politics, then before that been in the mob, you know, that's all fucking mob right there. So, you know, I'm not a fan of him. You know, I mean, I don't hate him, but, you know, people in New York fucking like kissing his fucking taint. Like, he can get on his back and spread his legs and people like lick his taint clean. That's how much they love him over here, you know? Like, I absolutely, like, don't get it. Yeah, he's handled himself well, you know? He's, because, you know, he's got that New York attitude and shit. You know, he doesn't seem like a pushover, and he seems like he could be an authoritarian, is that how you say it? Authoritarian. I'm not going to say that right today, because that doesn't sound right. Oh, what happened over there? Oh, it's like a fucking party going on. All right. At 12:30 at night? No, it's not a party. There's something else going on. Yeah, maybe. Oh, that looks like a... okay, I guess a building evacuated. Anyway, excuse me. So, I'm not a big fan of Cuomo, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm very, very happy that that the kids are going back to school. Definitely in my county. I don't know if it's all of New York. I guess it is. I don't know. But I'm very happy because kids got to go to school, man. Listen, they just got to go to school. And this is only grammar school. My kid's in, what, fourth grade now? Third or fourth grade? I don't know. He's eight. Is he eight? Seven going on eight? Eight going on nine? I don't even know how old my fucking kid is. That's bad, right? 2011. Nine. Oh, wow. He's going to be nine. Wow. So, yeah, whatever that is. Fourth grade, right? Third, fourth grade. Somewhere around there. So he is going back to school. Now, I don't know about my kid going back to university. I don't know about that. I didn't ask him. But I'm happy the kids are going back to school. Fuck that. My kid, you know, he's not going to wear the fucking mask all day. But this shit don't fucking do things. Like, the flu is worse for the kids than this. That's a fact. That I know for a fact. You're not going to argue with me on that fact. Like, people, you want to argue? No, fuck you. Go get the stats. Go look at the current, what currently is known. And currently what's known is that this doesn't affect the kids. Like, like how the flu does. Oh my God, I can't talk. That's me, mushmouth, fucking asshole. How you gonna do a fucking talk show and not talk? Fucking stupid. Damn. And I'm not even gonna cut this out. Normally I would cut out that rant. Fuck that. That's staying in. That's what I get for being a mushmouth, fucking asshole. So anyway, my little guy going back to school. I'm not concerned because again, I'm more concern with my kid getting the flu than I am of him getting the corona, for real. And the stats show that. They show that it's not as severe for the children. So I don't give a fuck. Yeah, the teachers, listen, if you're a teacher with a fucking fucked up immune system, you can't even be around kids anyway because their fucking kids are nasty and disgusting. And if you're old, over a certain age, that whatever it says, whether it's 78, guess what? You should be fucking retired anyway. I don't want to hear this shit. Oh, well, I don't want to fucking retire because, oh, my God. Fucking, it's time to go. I'll get some office job and shit. Be like, I'm going to retire, but, like, to the file room, you know? I still want to peek at the young men through the friggin' window and shit, you know? I want to look at the young teachers coming in, and I want to imagine pinching their hineys and shit. So I'll go to the file room and look through the glass like a creep. And that's it, if you don't want to retire. But, you know, you can't be around the kids then, okay? Can, you know, like, why? No, let's shut... I can't be around the kids! Shut down the whole fucking world! That doesn't make sense at all. Enough. Enough! If after the election, all this shit goes away, I'm going to be so fucking pissed that I... like, I already am pissed at politics and already see it as a fucking... a horse and pony show and shit, you know? It's like just a circus. It really is. I mean, look, who our president is. A fucking clown. Fucking, you know? But If this all goes away after election day, I'm going to be even more pissed. And then I'm going to be called a fucking conspiracy terrorist even more. Meanwhile, it's just right there, right in front of your face. Ugh, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. I know. Can't you talk about anything else, Mr. Blue Nut? Well, I only started this all off because Biden was finally told who his running mate was. So, you know, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. Because that's kind of newsworthy. It's bullshit. I mean, we all know friggin' Trump's going to win by a landslide, so whatever, but still. But still. Man, I'm looking at this iced coffee that I couldn't finish drinking. You want to know why? You want to know why? You want to know why? Because fucking paper straws fucking suck a fucking dick. They're the worst. Whoever invented a paper straw should fucking get the patent revoked and fucking, and he should give all the money back that he made on fucking paper straws. They're bullshit. And it's only my county. Like the other day, I was driving and I was like, oh, I'm going to get a nice coffee because it was fucking super hot and I was fucking sweating balls. Like I was getting that swamp nuts and shit. And fucking, I was like, oh, I can use a nice iced coffee, nice cold one. You know what I mean? You know? So, I'm in my county, and I'm like, oh no, I don't want a paper straw. So I had to drive like an extra 5 minutes to the next county line, like over the county line rather. And they got fucking plastic straws. Like, that doesn't make sense. I'm still in the same fucking state. That doesn't make fucking sense. How about you should have the option? Do you want a fucking, like, one fucking turtle? One fucking turtle is fucking partying too hard, snorting cocaine, and he fucking has a big nostril, and he fucking sucks the whole fucking straw in. One fucking turtle ruins it for fucking all of us. And not even all of us. Most of you don't fucking have to deal with paper fucking straws. Oh, what's the big deal, Mr. Bullets? Let me tell you something. It doesn't taste the same. The beverages do not taste the same. It makes, and I don't even drink a lot of soda, but when I do have a soda with my pizza, I want my soda to be good, not be fucking, be less carbonated because of a plastic fucking, I mean a paper straw rather. Paper straws turn that fucking soda flat. And then it sits there after it's wet. You can't have it. You can't enjoy your fucking ice cold beverage. I got my ice cold beverage. I wanted to add more ice to it, and I'm like, oh, wait. I can't because I have a paper straw that's already no good. And I can't just drink it. Like, I can't take the lid off and drink it. I'll choke on fucking ice. I'll choke and fucking die. I know some of you might want that. You know, my wife might get on that line right now because, you know, Mr. Balloon Knots goes, you can't have a good straight 3 or 4 fucking good months. You know, you got to throw that, you know, make pretend shit is fucking crazy and, like, let's just make things up and fight. You know, in order to fight, and it's not even your period time. Your period's going to come, what, probably next week, so you're going to be double bitch. Ugh, it's fucking August. Let's just be fucking happy and enjoy the sun that we're having. The little bit of sun that we're having, let's enjoy it. Especially if fucking Mother Nature has anything to say about it. Fucking, you know what? No, I'll get back to it. The iced tea and the paper straws. Paper straws can go fuck themselves, all right? For real. For real. That's actually, you know, fuck you number whatever, whatever. It's going to be a paper fucking straw. That's for damn sure. That's for damn sure. I'm putting in my notes right now. Fuck paper straws. I'm so mad at them. They suck. Like, I this is garbage. Like, I only drink half of it. Well, whatever. Melted ice, so whatever. Yeah, so it's still half. But, you know, I would have added ice to it and fucking drink it. Nope. Garbage. All because a fucking turtle was fucking partying too hard, snorting too much fucking cocaine, and fucking snorted the whole fucking straw. Now I have to suffer. Fuck you. You know? And I know, Mr. Maluna, just grab yourself some straws. Buy some. Fuck. Like, that's a great idea. Like, you know, like, the next time I have an opportunity, I'm going to grab the whole tray of fucking straws, and I'm going to leave it in my car. You know, and that's that. That's a good idea. You're right. I'll grab, like, 12 at a clip. So I'm good. And it's almost, like I was saying, though, before with the trees and shit, the summer's almost over. It's early August, but I don't know why, but the leaves are already turning and falling over here in Long Island. I mean, it might be that corona. Maybe it's COVID in the air fucking making the trees sick. Well, what happened was last week we had that storm. We had that little mini hurricane that it's been a week and still some people don't have power. Still don't have a power. It's been a week. They still don't have power. What the fuck? Like, I don't even understand that shit. That shit don't even make sense. The way it was blowing, blowing queer, it was going from south to north, but like straight on off the water. And like, you know, I'm like 2 minutes from the water. I'm right here by the ocean and shit. You know, I mean, we're basically like under the sea level, which I don't understand how that's possible, but whatever. A lot of salt water was blown in the air, you know, in this hurricane. And I think that's what it is. It's just like drying out the trees and shit. My grass already starting to turn brown and shit. It's like pathetic. Like even my friggin' tomato plants are starting to wilt a little bit. I have some good tomatoes there, but then I noticed some of the big ones, I had some type of bugs trying to eat through them and shit. It's a wreck. My first year of the garden, it's a wreck. But what I was saying was that if this was any indication of where the summer's going, summer's fucking over. Summer just started like maybe a month ago and it's fucking over. It's done, fucking Johnny. It's over. So I guess we're gonna have a long fall. A long fall. Humor jokes? Really, Mr. Balloon Knots? Ugh. If I lose another two fucking listeners, I know why. Weather humor. Ugh. What are you, fucking Seinfeld? Knock it off. What's the deal with this weather? Ugh. But yeah, that's some fucked up shit. Man, you know what's so sad to me? You know what's so sad to me? When you see a hot chick, like a hot smoking chick, driving a shitty car. I get so sad. Why do I get so sad? Like, I'm not even, like, friggin' fucking her, and I want to buy her at least a fucking, you know, at least, like, a Nissan Maxima. Like, that's an upgrade from what I saw at work today. It's like, this friggin' Colombian, right? She's like a Colombian, but she's badass. She's like one of those nerds that work in a laboratory, right? So, you know, she's making that paper. She's making that. She's making some good money and shit. As like, she's a lab researcher, right? She's a researcher. Badass Colombian, but she drives like a shitty Sentra. Like a shitty Sentra. And I get so sad. I'm like, I get upset. I'm like, she is too hot to be driving that Sentra. Like, all right, I get it. You like Nissans? All right, here. Get a new Maxima. At least it looks nice. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know what I mean? Like, at least. But, like, she's even too hot for that. Like, you know, like, she one of her coworkers, I mean, granted, the other one's been there for a while and shit like that. She drives a badass red Mercedes. You don't see too many red Mercedes out there and shit. And it's one of those badass ones. It's like almost like a little mini SUV one. Like, I don't even know what it is, because I was just like, wow. You know, but she's smoking badass too. But like, you know, I think she's like married and shit. And, or whatever, engaged. But yeah, but like, that's what I'm talking about. You know, badass, freaking smoking hot. And you driving a shit fucking box. That's not cool. I feel, no. That's not even allowed. It's not even allowed in my world. It's not even allowed. Not in my world. Not in my world. Like, you know, I was going to talk to all the guys at work and put up a collection just to upgrade her and shit, you know? Just to upgrade her. So at least it fits, you know? Because, damn! But why do I care? Like, you know, why do I feel sad when a hot, hot fucking chick is driving a shitty car? And I see him once in a while. Once in a while, I see him. I'm like, God damn, you live on Long Island. What is wrong with you? It's either you got a drug fucking problem, or, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know. Yeah, who knows? You know what I mean? Like, you know, love is finicky, but, you know, you women, please, knock it off. Like, when you're young, it's one thing, you know? You get that fucking crazy good dick when you're young, then you just get obsessed, you know? You get that stalker and shit. you know, for life, you know, and it's not even in a bad way. It's just like, you know, that pussy's yours forever. Even if you don't see it for 30 years, you can get it anytime you want. Like, there's that. But still, you're too fucking hot for that. Fucking go fucking get yourself a nice car. Guys are fucking dumb. Guys, you know, like, you know, you show interest in any guy. Like, she's one of those that, like, she shows interest in any man. Pfft. You know, hook, line, and sinker. The choice is yours. You have anything you want. I think that's why I get sad. I don't know why I get sad. Or maybe she's just, like, not into that. Maybe she's a lesbian. But even that, well, I guess lesbianism, is it hard? Is it hard to find another significant other, you know, especially ones that make money? You know, there's like a lot more women than guys. So is that hard? I don't know. What do I know? I'm over here fucking speculating and shit over something I know nothing about. But I was like, it hurt my heart. It hurt my heart. Like, even my wife is friggin' drives a way better vehicle and shit like that. I'm not talking down to my wife. All I'm saying is, like, you know, this lady is an 11. You know, my wife's an 11 in my heart, you know, and in my soul. But, like, you know, let's be real, you know. This, I'm just saying she's smoking, like, you know. Like, if she says she was a model, you'd be like, okay, that makes sense. Because it's just, like, nice, you know, and supermodel, no less. Yeah, I don't know. I'm stupid, I know. That's my name, Mr. Balloon Knots. What do you expect? What do you expect? Yeah, I do get sad about that. That I told you about Bubbo at my job, right? So they still never fired him, even though every time he does something, he fucks up. He's annoying. No one wants to work with him. He was inappropriate. He's just the worst. I don't understand. And I stopped complaining about him because, you know, it just seems like now I'm picking on him. So that's it. I'm done. Like, you know, now he's the best. I'm like, oh, it's fine. It's great. Whatever. Like, I got nothing to say. You know, like, forget it. I want nothing to do with it. So, hold on. So why is it, like, you know the type too. I'm just sitting there and he's playing Sudoku. I don't even know how to say it. Sudoku. It took like, what, 25 times? Yeah, I'm a fucking moron. This guy's definitely smarter than me. So, you know, I guess geniuses play chess and do Sudoku, whatever, for 100 hours, right? Like, my mother-in-law does that shit. She ain't no genius, but, you know, whatever. So he's over here, oh, I like to think I'm a thinking man. And then he goes, yo, I have 178 IQ. And I just went, like, how about that? I'm working next to a genius. Who would have thought? Oh, no, I'm a dummy. I'm like, okay, whatever. You can't have it both ways. So he has 178 IQ. You know, I was like, oh, what the fuck are you doing here? You know, you don't need to work with your hands. You can just work with your fucking brain. Like, the type of person that would say, I have 178 IQ. Oh, Albert Einstein was like a 180. So you're two clicks on the fucking Albert Einstein. Yeah, this guy does not understand fucking quantum physics. I'm sorry. He does not understand. Hold on, I'm going by the haunted house. See if I see anyone peeking through the window. Nope. Yeah. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, so it's later. You never know. So, you know, I got a 178 IQ. The people that say they have a 178 IQ have a 78 IQ. Like, that's what I've learned. That's what I've learned. Like, where did you take it, Bobo? On the internet? Oh, I was at the library. Oh, yeah, huh, Bobo? Okay. Because, like, I hear a couple of things. I heard he was at the library. Like, I envy him for one thing. He does not have a cell phone. Dude, he is from the old school. He's, like, 10. He's in his 50s. You know what I mean? And, you know, he does not have a phone. He's the only person under 80 that I know that doesn't have a phone. And I envy him a little bit. Like, a little bit, you know? And he doesn't have an internet at home. Like, for him to get online, it's either at work or at the library.
So, I had to go to the library in order to part.
I was like, oh, yeah, huh? So, this motherfucker, can you believe it? I am working with a fucking genius. This fucking dummy. I can't fucking take it. I can't fucking take it. He doesn't do anything right. Like, everything he does, I have to do it after. Some fucking genius. Some genius. I still can't get over friggin' black people wearing masks walking around at night. It still seems suspicious to me. I'm suspicious. There's been a lot of break-ins into houses and robberies as of late. I am suspicious. And meanwhile, this guy's probably afraid. Don't look at me. White people give corona through eyesight. You know, the mask will protect me. Oh, okay. Exactly what's going on. It's one or the other. It's one or the other. Ugh. But black people are like, oh, we can wear masks now? Nice. It's like, there's nothing you can do about it, you know? It's like, oh, he's just walking around by himself at 1 o'clock in the morning with a backpack. Let's see, what else? What was that friggin' shooting back in the day with the fucking Eminem's kid or whatever it was? Not Eminem, the Skittles, whatever it was. I forgot. I'm the worst with names, so don't get mad at me. But, like, isn't that what happened? That fucking wannabe guy with security wanted to be a cop and failed because he's a fucking psycho and he shot the fucking kid. Trayvon Martin. Oh, did I fucking remember right? What do I win? I want a prize. Yelling out the window. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. But I want a prize. I want one. Trayvon Martin, I remembered. Fucking... not today, stoner. Not today, pothead memory. Not today. So that's how that happened. No, the guy looked suspicious. He was walking around with a backpack at night. But this one has a mask on during corona. Okay. But it's by himself. But people drive around in their car with masks on. Ugh, fucking people. But black people gotta love it. Like, even going, you know, even going into the stores and shit, they gotta be loving this shit. It's like, man, I can wear a mask right now and not get fucking be frowned upon. Like, I'm still getting looks at and shit, but I'm just being a normal fucking. Oh, hold on, add a little. Like, I feel like I had a little hair in my fucking on my lip. Sorry, you heard the little something's there. But anyway, yeah, yo, I saw the fucking funniest fucking thing, right? So. I was in Queens. I was in Queens, right? This motherfucker had a pulley system from his register to the people and shit. And they had to put the bottles, like, in a basket, and he, like, pulled it up like an old clothesline. And he scans it and puts it down back to the basket. Oh, excuse me. And then, you know, it is going to be 63.75. And then they put the money or the credit card in. And even if it's credit card, you're not putting it in. It's just a credit card swipe. They're stealing your fucking data just because you wanted some fucking bottles. But this guy got a pulley system and shit. Like, this is the second time I've seen one. Like, I seen it earlier. And see, that's the thing. I can't remember if I talked about this or not. Like, I feel like I've talked about this. But, like, I'll never forget. Like, it reminded me of something when I was a kid, when I was young. Not a kid. You know, when I was a teenager and shit, you know, back in the days and shit. And one of my friends that I played hockey with, oh, he committed suicide, by the way. He hung himself years later. Ugh. But anyway, Mikey, him and his brother had, like, run of the house. Like, the parents were either, like, they were never home or they were locked in the basement. I don't know. And either one was plausible. They had a big house back in the days. Hey, I'm going back by the haunted house again. I just want to see. See if you see any fucking, you know, there's no power, no nothing. But sometimes you see, like, a light, a glow. I haven't seen it in a long time, but one time I could have sworn I did. But anyway, So Mikey and his brother Matt. No, Maddie and Mikey, right. So they would sell fucking weed, right? They would sell weed and, like, whatever, pills, coke, whatever they get their hands on, you know. They were those type of white trash people. So when they were on their shit, like, you know, drunk or whatever, they would be upstairs, like the second floor of the house, the second story or second floor rather. But it was a tall house. You know, it was a big house. They put the pouch on a hook, and they put the friggin' fishing pole right outside their window, and they would go down. Bzzz. You would take, you know, you would put your money in, So I throw like $20 in there, then it goes all the way up, and then they throw like a $20 bag right into the basket and bring it right back down to you. It's like, aren't you coming out? You know, it's like, they were friends, you know, we always hung out. Nah, we're stuck. Okay. That means they were doing a lot of coke, because they did a lot of coke. Coke and fucking early oxys, like the blue ones, like the blue Smurfs. Oh my gosh. They'd fucking chop those up and fucking snort those and fucking coke, and it was fucking crazy. Those two were crazy. But yeah, that's what that reminded me of, that friggin' liquor store and shit. These guys would be friggin' selling weed with a fucking fishing pole out their friggin' window and shit. Oh, it was so hilarious. And one of my other friends lived across the street, and we always went there because his sister was fucking hot, and she always hung out with us. Like, she was like a year younger or a year older, something like that. But she was a smoke show. That was another one where the parents were like just never home, you know. We would just hang out in that kitchen over there, you know. We'd go across the street. Mikey and Maddie, none of them would hang out. Then we'd go over there and shit. And I can't remember her name, you know, because everyone wanted to fuck her and shit. She was, I can't remember her name. It's so bad. But I remember hanging out across the street a lot too, you know, for like a couple of years and shit. And I, you know, that's how fucking the youth goes, right? I don't even remember all the fucking things I did, you know, and only little pieces and snippets just friggin', you know, comes out the file cabinet, you know. It's like you dust it off and shit and remember. It's like, god damn. And I want to say it was Jen Negron. Was it Jen Negron? It might have been. Might have been. She was hot. She had a nice rump. But anyway. Yeah, it's some shit, man. I got to tell you one thing. I swear to you, if this fucking mask thing friggin' keeps on going, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna put on the fucking Darth Vader costume or the Stormtrooper costume. I'm just gonna walk around and shit. Oh well, I'm protecting myself from you filthy fucking animals. All right, I know when to end this. It's when I turn into a mush mouth. I'm so fucking stoned. Like, I really am. I'm fucking half retarded right now. I don't even know why I'm driving. I'm just driving in circles right now. I just got to go home. But yeah, it's time to end this. I thank you for listening. If you're so inclined and can hook me up with like a 5-star rating, give it a little like, the thumbs up, the thumb in the ass, the winky face, the fucking kisses, whatever. And then in the comments, just, you know, whatever. Leave like a recipe. In the comments, leave a recipe. Copy and paste a recipe from the fucking internet for some kind of food. It could be anything. Leave that in the comments. Now that is funny. thank you so much. I'm sure I'm going to pop in with the top 5 fucks yous. I can't even say that. Fucks yous? Damn, I'm the worst. Yeah. Fuck you. One of those fuck yous is going to be to me getting too high during this shit and fucking this all up. I love you all. Until next week. Bye. Ciao for now. It's top 5 fuck yous for the week. Fuck you. Hold on. I know. I am so goofy right now because I'm exhausted and I want to take a hit. So let's do this. Top 5 fuck yous for the week is brought to you by Marijuana. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. Yeah. This week's episode is brought to you by, let's see, what type of Marijuana? Nope, I mixed Purple Haze. I got that OG Purple Haze and I mixed it with a little bit of that Apple Fritter. And I mixed it with one other thing. Shit. It was a hybrid, but I don't remember the name. It was like, it wasn't Purple Haze. It was like purple something else. I don't know. 2 different types of one. Whatever. I put 3 different types of weed. I put it in my my grinder and I grinded it all up. I'm going to be all sorts of fucked up before I get home. Ha ha. So, remember, if you're not feeling well, feeling a little down in the dumps, Try a little marijuana. No, I am not pushing Mary J. onto you. If you have a problem with substance abuses or you have an addictive personality, then maybe it's not for you. Give it a try. Have someone smoke with you. Don't buy a bag. Have someone smoke with you first and just see if you can handle it. Marijuana does the soul good. Oh, for me it does.
Ooh, wow. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. All right. Yeah. That is the best commercial for marijuana ever. Trust me. All right. The top five fuck yous. Number five goes to fucking paper straws. I don't give a shit. I know I talked about it earlier, but I don't care. I'm so upset with paper straws in my county that I went on Amazon and ordered a box of extra large, extra long, size queen straws. That's right, bigger is better. I'm American, and I'm a whore. Bigger is better. Give me those plastic straws. I'm going to leave it in my car, so when I go to Dunkin' Donuts and get my iced coffee, and they try to offer me a paper straw, I'm going to say, shove this straw in your ass. Can I watch, if she's a female? And then she'll call the cops, and I go, okay. I'll tell her to keep the straw. You know, I like saving the planet. I'm a savage. I just drink from the cup. And then, meanwhile, I got friggin' turtle-killing fucking straws in my car. That's right! I don't give a shit no more. Shit. Tomorrow, I'm going to be going out to a different county. I'm going to stop at a Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going to grab a handful of straws just so I'm ready. Because what if Amazon doesn't send it by Friday or by the weekend and shit? Fuck that. I'm going to be ready. Fuck the straws. Fuck Suffolk County with your dumb fucking laws. Oh, we're going to be environmentally sound. And we're not going to use... We're going to ban plastic straws. Meanwhile, all the sewage goes straight into the ocean. Yeah, real nice. Yeah. You really care about the environment. Sure you do. Fucking peckerheads. Ugh, I can't stand it. Yeah, one county is going to save the fucking world with fucking paper straws. Go fuck yourself. Fuck you to the powers that be that made plastic straws illegal to sell. No, not illegal to sell. It's illegal to serve at restaurants and stuff like that. So fuck you for that ban. Fuck you. I can't take it. Can't take it. It's so stupid. I go get a soda and fucking the paper straw makes it flat. It's like, man, I enjoy a soda like once every couple of weeks. I want to enjoy either a nice Coca-Cola or a nice Dr. Pepper, you know, once every 2 weeks. You know, like twice a month I enjoy it. And you're going to go give me that paper straw. No, I don't want a soda. I'll go to 7-Eleven and get a can or a bottle and I'll drink it right from there like a fucking savage. Fucking assholes. Stupid fucking people. Alright. Fuck you. Number four is... Oh, fucking getting older. Oh, let me tell you about this fucking shit. You know, there was a time, like 2 years ago, up to 2 years ago, from like... As long as I can remember till up to 2 years ago, I could drink coffee. I could have a Snickers bar, like literally like 2 minutes before bedtime. And I'd go right to sleep. You know, I could have a coffee, a Snickers, boom, and be out, go to sleep. Now, shit, if it's after 8 p.m., I better not have a fucking coffee. And I've only tried it at, it was like 9:30 last night. I had a coffee, had a half a Snickers, you know. I just needed a little pick-me-up. I was feeling sluggish, and I had a big project that I was doing at work. Because all of a sudden, Mr. Balloon Knots is the go-to guy at night for all sorts of projects. It's like I'm running the fucking place. I'm there for 93 days and I'm running the fucking place. Yeah, fuck you. But yeah, okay. I can't wait for the review, the 6-month review. Fucking pay me, bitch. You hired me for one thing and now I'm running the whole thing. And I'm doing fucking engineering work. You better throw some money on there. I don't want to hear shit. But anyway. Fuck you for this age shit. Because, like, last night was like 9, 9:30. Mr. Blue Knot's feeling a little sluggish. I'm in the middle of, you know, doing some really important safety shit on a machine and shit. I'm building shit. I'm building, like, a plexi cage to stop this little new robot. They got this little new robot arm that picks up products and shit and moves it along. And fucking, but people work next to it. One guy got his elbow near it, and this robot arm has no give. It's like fucking, you know, the pre-Terminator, you know, like it kind of knows it's, you know, just now starting the Skynet shit. And, you know, it's like, oh, there's a human. Let's fucking tear its arm off. And it hit this guy's fucking elbow. And man, he's got a big giant bruise. So it's like, all right, you fat fucking bastard. You know, I understand. I know the plight being, you know, a half a fat fuck. You know, I'm almost a fat fuck. So I understand, you know, we need a little bit more space. And this fat bastard, oh, he had his elbow fucking hit. He's got black and blue. I think he's kind of a pussy, to be honest with you. Because I know if that robot hit me, I ain't getting no black and blues. Mr. Blue Knots is solid. I'm a half a fat fuck, but I'm also solid. I'm a specimen. Yeah, sure you are. But, you know, I was feeling sluggish, so I went. I had me, like, a cup of coffee. I did put a little bit of sugar in that bitch. I had a half a Snicker. You know, I cut it in half with a plastic knife and gave the other half to my, compadre, my fellow mechanic over here. And motherfucker Mr. Blue Knots was up till 4 o'clock in the morning. I got home early. Like today I left late. Yesterday I was able to leave at like a quarter after midnight, you know, lock everything up, it's all good, set all the alarms, you know. I got a whole process too. I closed down the plant, you know, so I'm one of the last people out of there and shit. So yeah, I wear many hats at this place. I got home before 1 o'clock in the morning. I figured I'd be asleep by 2, 2:30. Boom. Nope. 4 o'clock in the morning. I was friggin'... I'm not even embarrassed to say. You know, I jerked off twice. I jerked off twice to go to sleep. What the fuck? I'm too old for that shit. I'm too old to fucking jerk my fucking shit off twice to go to sleep. It's pathetic. Pathetic. Oh my gosh. No wonder I slept till fucking almost noon today. Now I'm realizing it. Excuse me. Horrible. This getting old business sucks. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it. Don't get old. But I'm not saying kill yourself at 39. I'm not saying that either. Just, you know, fuck. Just be wary. Once you hit that 40, between 40 and 44, shit be changing. I'm not even 44 yet. Yet. Almost. In under a month. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Mr. fucking Blue Knots. Where did the time go? Mr. Blue Knots, before he knows it, he'll be dead. Even more depressing. But, I don't recommend getting old. Yeah, fuck you, number four. It definitely goes to the aging process. Because all sorts of shit fucks you up. Like I said, I was up till 4. You know, it's stupid. It's stupid. I had to do the self-imposed friggin' sleeping pill twice. I had to drain all the energy out of my body just to go to sleep. Man, and it's tough when you get older. Because, like, I don't really watch porn. Like, I really don't. You know, I got enough in the spank bank that's all right. But yesterday I had to do a little bit of that. And, yeah, I had to do a little bit of it. And, you know, a little bit of porn. Not even like Pornhub or anything, you know. I just kind of got some things that I put away that I could just, like, in case of emergency, watch this. And, you know, things that does it for me. And, yeah, it fucking sucks, man. It just sucks. All because I wanted to have a cup of coffee and a little bit of Snickers at 9:30 at night. Nope. So now I'm going to try at 8. But I'm not going to do it on a day. I got to wake up at 5:30. I got to wake up. It's 1 o'clock, 1:03 right now. I got to wake up in 4.5 hours. And I'm not even asleep yet. So I made sure I just had dinner. And all I drank was water from 7 o'clock on. I had some Fritos. I did have some Fritos. But they're salty. That's not like sugary. So I should be all right. I should be all right. We'll see. We will see. Yeah, fuck you. Number four to the aging process. What a motherfucker. Fuck you. That's all I got to say. That shit's annoying. What up, hottie? Look at that hottie in that fucking Explorer and a New Jersey plates. That's trouble, though. Chicks from New Jersey? Nah. No thanks. Because they'd be crazy. But that one looked pretty nice. All right. Fuck you. Number three goes to fat guys on a little bike that don't tuck in their fucking shirt. Listen, man. I'm not one to fat shame unless it's going to help you lose weight, you know. I'm not judgmental, even though I judge everything, but I'm really not. You know, at the end of the day, I really don't fucking give a shit, you know. From one almost fat fuck to a fat fuck, hey, I'm not hating. I understand. Mouth pleasure is good, you know. Mouth pleasure is good. I like my food, you know, like how Arch and Lobo. That's right, Lobo. I know how you be freaking getting that mouth pleasure from sucking dick. shit, he's not even here to fucking defend himself, just the way I like it. Ha! So, you know, I understand. Now, that fat fuck should be sucking dick, because I guess, you know, like Lobo, he's a specimen. He's in great shape, you know. He's like a god among, you know, he's a god amongst men, you know. But I guess it's because he sucks off and swallows so many loads. You know, very low calories, but, you know, high protein. It's got to be the way, you know. So this fat guy on the little bike, that's what, you know, he should go on the Lobo fucking diet. Lose that weight. Because no one wants to see ass crack and fucking belly fat and back fat. Can I tell you what's worse than belly fat coming out from the bottom of your fucking shirt? Back fat. Hairy back fat while you're riding a fucking motorcycle down the fucking road, down the highway. You fucking fat motherfucker. Put a shirt on that fits, tuck it in, tie it with a belt. Better yet, put a jacket on. Put a fucking, I don't care how hot, it's 100 degrees. Oh, well, get that swamp nuts, that swamp butt, and those swamp fucking armpits. Keep it underneath some leather and, you know, keep that stench to yourself. And at the same time, spare us from your ass crack and your back fat. No one wants to see your hairy back fat. Nobody. All right, thank God you were doing like 90 down the fucking road. 99 down the fucking road. So you went by quick, but still. It's fucking horrifying, man. It's horrifying. Fuck you. Number three is for the people that have no self-awareness about their fatness. You know, I'm a half a fat fuck. But at least I have the decency to get some extra long fucking shirts. Because, you know, even the shirts that says, oh, it's shrink-proof. It don't shrink like your dick does. No. No. Yes, it does. Like every guy's fucking dick. Maybe, I guess, except for black guys. I don't know. Some of those black guys that's on the fucking porns, man, they're just sitting there flaccid, like, you know, it's flapping in the wind and shit, but it's still like a fucking, like a baby's arm. It's like fucking horrifying. It's like, what the fuck, man? But, you know. Yeah. Put on the long fucking shirt, tuck it in, and no one's got to see your shit. You know, when you're on the bike, when you're walking around, no one wants to see that belly hanging out the bottom. Put a fucking shirt that's too fucking big. Oh, but, you know, this is my size. Yeah, but you're not taking consideration the size of your fucking fat belly. I can't stand that shit. It's like, yeah, no self-respect. And if the guy is getting fucking laid, God bless him. God bless him. The poor lady, she must have some fucking self-confidence issues or something. I don't fucking know. You know, but this fucking guy, all I know is this guy should have put on a jacket, a fucking raincoat, a poncho. I don't give a shit. Wrap a towel around your fucking shit. Oh, tuck in your shirt, at worst. Tuck it in. tighten your belt and fucking go 100 miles an hour down the road. All right? I mean, we don't need to be seeing none of that shit. You fuck. Fuck you, you fat bastard. All right, what was that? Number three. All right, fuck you. Number two is brought to you by this hit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, fuck you, number two goes to. Yeah, I'm going to have to do it. It goes down to the deep state. You know, over the last 2 weeks, buildings around the world has been blowing up and going on fire all of a sudden. You know, there's no answers. No one knows nothing. It could be Israel. It could be this. It could be us. It could be who the fuck knows. It's some deep state shit. I'm telling you, man. And I just don't like it. I don't like being put in the dark because their money comes from somewhere. You know, it comes from somewhere. It comes from us. And I don't like this warring and shit. You know, enough. We need peace and love on this fucking planet. We don't need powers that be. Fucking greedy, fucking dumb politicians, dumb world leaders. They're all fucking dumb. They don't know shit. They don't do what's best for the fucking planet, the people on the planet, and civilization. I'm just done with it. I'm done. Like, I'm ready to take up a fucking, you know, like, let's do a... Well, some friggin', you know, crowdfunding with, like, Bitcoin blockchain shit and fucking, you know, it starts fucking taking out people. Oh, I didn't say that. I'm just kidding. Just joking. Oh, yeah, this is just audio. My listeners don't see me winking. I'm only winking to the listeners. But to the powers that be, I'm just kidding. It's a joke. Please leave me alone. I'm just spewing out fucking nonsense. You know, I'm high. I'm smoking weed. You know how us weed heads are. We're just fucking stoners. You know, we're conspiracy talks. I'm just a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. Oh, fucking shit. Fuck the deep state. I still don't like you. I'm not, you know, listen, dude, just leave me out of it, okay? Let me do what I'm doing. I'm working hard. I'm paying my taxes. I'm giving you money, all right? I'm being a good little tax slave. All right? But I still got a freedom of speech, and you ain't take that away yet, so I'm going to just speak my conspiracy theorist mind. See, I'm just kidding. I'm taking another hit of weed. Ready? Fuck you, deep state, and the powers that be, hiding and lurking in, you know, behind bushes and, like, underneath couches like creeps. You know, you're all fucking creepy fucking people doing shit behind the curtains and stuff. And you know what? I hope it is for, like, the good of humanity, but I doubt it, because the only reason why anyone does anything is for fucking money and power. That's all, money and power, so... which gets right down to fuck you, numero uno. I'm gonna say it in Portuguese, but I'll say it in Spanish too. Uno, fuck you for numero uno. Hold on, I'm gonna take one more hit for this one. I think we all can guess it though. I mean, I already touched on it. I did a whole segment on it. Fuck you, number one, goes to the DNC, the Biden, the Kamala Harris, like, just the whole shit, you know? Even fuck you to even the Trumpster and the Reds, too, whatever, man, it's just all fucked. But, especially to the DNC, you know, like, I really am just embarrassed. I'm embarrassed being an American in this one sense. This is what's getting thrown out at us. This is what we have. This is what we have. And you know, and it is a big fuck you. Let me tell you, this really is. It's a fuck you to us. That's why I'm saying it's a fuck you. Fuck you them, from, you know, where I'm sitting and seeing it. You know, it's a fuck you to us. So I'm saying fuck you to them, because really, if you're a minority. And, you know, you believe that the DNC is doing things for you, even though they're, like, fucking KKK fucking people and shit. Even though it got turned at, you know, yeah, of course, a lot of the South and those red fucking redneck fucking Bible people there. You know, a lot of them are still like that. But let me tell you something, the DNC is no fucking different. No fucking different. And then they put up two people that, you know, one's a crooked cop and the other one's a pedophile. They both fucking are responsible for writing and enforcing all these crime bills that puts minorities and poor people, just poor people in general, because white people, you know, the poor white people, they get it too. Don't get me wrong. There's plenty of places, you know, plenty of places. Go to, you know, go to Pennsylvania. Those fucking prisons are friggin' just as much white as it is fucking minorities, you know. It's like, it's the population outside but inside. And a lot of those people are in there for non-violent crimes. Non-violent crimes in prison. In prison for a long time for non-violent crime. And you could thank fucking Biden for writing and passing a lot of them and friggin' getting behind all of it. And you could thank fucking crooked cop Kamala Harris, who also enforces fucking, you know, non-violent crimes, people that perpetrate them and being put the fucking prison sentences, a long prison sentence. Like, it doesn't even make sense, prison sentence. Ugh. It's disgusting. She puts people for fucking smoking weed away to jail. Like, what? Like, anyone knows that. I fucking hate your guts. I hate your guts. I really do. And I hate her guts. And I hate Biden's guts because he's a pedophile. I'm sorry. He is. He's a half a pedophile. You know? And if me being a half a fat fuck makes me really a fat fuck, I'll accept that. Just for the fact that if he's a half a pedophile, then he's a fucking pedophile. All right? I don't give a shit. You're not going to convince me otherwise. He's a fucking creep, man. He is a fucking creep. And they all know it. That's why Trump calls him Creepy Joe, because he fucking knows it, man. I'm telling you, that's the one thing I like about this fucking asshole, is that, you know what? That's the type of, that's almost the type of asshole I would be. And a lot of us would. You know, the trolls in us anyway. You know, I wouldn't be high and mighty. Like, I don't want to be a leader. Like, you know, I'm always thrown into a leadership position wherever I am. I don't want it. But I trust my judgments and I trust my gut to do the right thing, and people, you know, appreciate it and whatever. Anyway, this is not about me. I always make it about me because I'm fucking an asshole. Like I said, like how Trump is narcissistic, fucking, yeah. Make it about you. My ratings are great. My ratings suck. I lost a lot of people because of the fucking me taking a break during Corona time. But yeah, fuck you to the DNC and fuck you to the whole system. To the whole system. You know, it's like dividing Americans. And Americans are just as dumb. You know, I could very easily put this fuck you number one to my fellow Americans. My fellow Americans, stop hating other people because they have a difference of opinion and they fucking, you know, whatever, man. Just because I say, well, you know, whatever I think or whatever, you know, I mean, to me, those are the facts about Biden and fucking Harris. So if those are the facts, then how can you like any of those people and how can you be behind them? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And nothing changes. If you think there's going to be peace with the DNC, look at the last two Democratic fucking presidents, man. Started wars, started fucking all sorts of fucking bills to help out friggin' foreign nations for, you know, for your own pockets. And just, it's just disgusting. And I'm not saying the red is any better. You know, look at the last two. You got this Trump, which, you know, he's a, you know, it is what it is. You know, he's crazy. You know, I guess he is. He's not. But, you know, again, you don't want me being the fucking president. You know, you don't want that guy being the president. You know, like, he, but you know what? He is the right president for this time. Because, you know what? The way we are, like, the way people are online, which, you know, I only see from the outside. And whatever, I can pretend. But, you know, even me, you know, That's the president we get for our times. You know, we're very poignant. We're all fucking cunts. We're all fucking assholes. I'm an asshole. At least I fucking admit it. I'm an asshole. I try to be a good person every day. I swear to you, I am kind of considerate. You know, if you were out with me, you'd be like, wow, what a proper gentleman. You know, I'm really, you know, it's just when people, you know, I don't know. But also, if you're going around with me, I'm going to start making fun of people, and that's not nice either, but it's just for us to laugh. You know what I mean? I just like to have fun. You know, I just want to be happy, make sure everyone's smiling, or, you know, I want everyone to smile. It's not my job to make you smile, but if I can lighten the situation, then, you know, so be it. You know what I mean? I'd rather be happy. I don't want to be hateful. That's why, you know, even, you know, fuck you number one could go to my fellow Americans for being fucking assholes and just like, I want things my way and fuck you! You know? I want you to agree with what I'm thinking, but I'm not going to agree with you, but it has to be my way or the highway. And I'm going to smash things and, oh, like, it's like a bunch of children out there. It's like it's all children. Like the whole country is a bunch of children. It's like, fuck, man. It's like, you know what you got to do? You're all punished. Take away the internet for a month. You're all punished. That's what the government should have really fucking did. But they don't want that, you know, honestly. And I hate saying they because it's like, oh, who are these they people you're talking about? Whatever, man. It's whatever. I don't even know what. You know, I really wish there was a solar flare that would just fucking hit us and fucking put the internet out for like a month or two. Like fry up all bunch of shit. Yeah, you know what? I'll miss you fucking people. Because I love interacting with a lot of you on Twitter. Because, you know, I've been muting and fucking blocking and fucking all sorts of shit on friggin' Twitter that I like my feed. My feed, I go on Twitter, I enjoy it on the most part. You know, I still try not to comment on political shit, because once you comment on one, you know, that's the shit they fucking put the gas on. You think Ethereum's fucking gas is fucking expensive for transaction fees? Look at the gas gets throttled on when you friggin' even look. If you click on a political thing, forget about it. Forget about it. You're gonna get nothing but friggin' political shit for like a few days, if, you know, as long as you don't click on anything else. Look, you gotta scroll by it quick. Nah. Ugh, unless there's tits. Then there's tits, then I get fucking stuck. And it's some tits with fucking like, y'all, we gotta vote this way and all. And I'm like, fuck, man. You know, I could be bribed to vote whatever way you want if, you know, you come the fucking night with me. That's horrible. All right, listen. That was your top five fuck yous. That was a long one, huh? Oh, let me take one more hit. All right, for the second time, I know I already signed off and said thank you and I love you and all that, but really, I do thank you all. If you could hook me up, help me out. Download this on a few different devices. Hit play and then delete real quick. Or fast forward to the end, maybe listen to the song, whatever. Hit the 5 stars and the likes. Help me out. I got to get back, like, 50% of my listenership. Oh, well, you only got one listener, now you want two? Ugh. But, you know, I got to hit that triple digits again, you know? Like, you know, I need to get into those triple digits because, you know, it was starting to steamroll a little bit. You know, it was getting a little bit nice and then bye-bye. And, yes, I'm blaming on the COVID because, you know, I took the time off and, you know, keep it taking time off, I guess, you know. I guess you guys wanted to hear friggin' COVID shit. Ew. Nah, it would have just been go back to the episode that I'm not a pussy, okay? Just go back to that episode. It would have been the same shit almost all the time, except me flip-flopping, which, you know, you're going to get a lot of the flip-flopping too. All right, everyone, I love you all. Have a safe rest of the week, a lovely week, be loving, try to just be better every fucking day. That's all I can say. That's all I try to do. I try to be a better person every day. But then, you know, I'm still a fucking asshole, so, and that's why I'm out here talking shit. I love you all. Until next time, have a good one. Bye-bye. I love you. Bye. Au revoir. Adios. Ciao for now.
Yo, check it. Call Lil C's. Tell that motherfucker to bring me some motherfucking weed from the hospital. No, fuck that.
Notorious.
Tell that reporter to go pick up 10,000 from Dez and go take about like 20 G's from Gino. Tell that motherfucker to get this nigga next door up out of here. That nigga be snoring all night. I can't sleep. And call that big butt nurse with the long hair to come suck my dick.
Bad boy,
come on. The doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery. But the nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half. Feeding me breakfast and giving me a sponge bath. Nigga say I died dead in the streets. Nigga, I'm getting high, getting head on the beach. Chilling, sitting on about half a million. With all my niggas, all my guns, all my women. The next 2 years, y'all should see about a billion. All for the love of drug dealing. Got no love for the other side, fuck them tricks. Any repercussions, Junior Mafia spit clip all the time. Big Papa kick the war around. Raw flows, and that's how it goes.
This for my nigga slinging things, hammering kings, truck necklace, igloo, ringing things for the bitches. You see them rims spinning, grin. That shit with the B trimmed and wings. Heavy and large, silver spurs to rap. On the road to the riches, more furs to drag, more niggas to kill than birds to bag. Hit the jeweler and splurge the tab. Hops out the truck like Trick. What up? Call me Sean if you suck. Call me gone when I nut. That's the end of us. Get your friend to fuck. Twist and bend her up. You know the deal, niggas talking real greasy on some ballin' shit.
That's right.
Funny how quick these pricks forget. Acting like I ain't the reason they traded they shit. Switch that 5, cop that 6.
That's right.
It's all good, you know who the crone is. Fuck the Joneses, niggas tryna keep up with the cone.
Come on,
glass filled to the rim. The Notorious K.I. to the M. That's me and MTV, no doubt. Titty out like, whoa, I don't give a fuck. Y'all know my attitude. Can't stand my cologne and stay your ass home. You and your chaperone. Things done change, but we continue to reign as the king and the queen of hip-hop. Me and B.I. Frank White, still a center of attention. I'm by his side with the chrome fifth playing my position. Sexy young thing from the ghetto. That bitch rocking mics and high heels to level. We taking over like Francis, switching our styles like the hottest new dances. See, I let y'all live a stack of little paper. Be glad I pushed my album back. I did y'all hoes a favor.
We did you a favor. Come on now. We what's his name?
Notorious.
He is. He
bad boy,
is.
Baby.
We are. Come on.
Notorious.
We are. Queen B, baby. We are. Come on.
Notorious.
He is. B.I.G. baby. He is. Come on.
Notorious.
We are.
Yeah.
We are. Bad boy. 2000.
Notorious.
B.I.G. born again.
He is.
And he won't stop.